Part 2, Ruth Meets Boaz. Ruth chapter 2, verses 4 through 7 reads, "And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said unto the reapers, The Lord be with you. And they answered him, The Lord bless thee. Then said Boaz unto his servant that was set over the reapers, Whose damsel is this? And the servant that was set over the reapers answered and said, It is the Moabitish damsel that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab. And she said, I pray you, let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. So she came and hath continued even from the morning until now, that she tarried a little in the house." Boaz, a man who possessed great qualities, recognized great qualities as well. Interestingly, Joshua 2 verse 1 informs us that Boaz was the son of Rahab, the Canaanite harlot of Jericho. Thus David's grandmother was Moabite and his great-grandfather half Canaanite. God in his perfect plan used people of pagan nations to form his chosen nation and the genealogy of Jesus Christ. This would come against many doctrines stating that Jesus was Jewish. However, you cannot confine God to one national blood. The Bible tells us that Jesus' blood was the blood of God for all nations. Revelation 5:9. And they sang a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. It is also very interesting that about a mile east of Bethlehem is a field called the Field of Boaz, where tradition says Ruth gleaned. Adjoining this is Shepherd's Field, where tradition says the angels announced the birth of Jesus about 1,100 years later. So according to tradition, God chose the place where Boaz and Ruth would fall in love to be the very same place chosen by God to give the heavenly announcement of Christ's arrival several hundred years later. In Bethlehem, there is a room under the Church of the Nativity, which tradition says is where Jesus was born. The tradition also states the same room was part of the ancestral home of David, and before David, Boaz and Ruth. Very notable here is the character of Boaz as he greets the reapers. The Lord be with you. Boaz is the Lord of the harvest. There is no one higher, and yet he greets the workers of his fields with such sincere goodwill and concern for each of them. This trait is not commonly found between the executives of companies and the working class. They usually keep a leadership gap, so they purposely do not get too close. There is a large billion-dollar waste pickup company in Florida that operates using hundreds of employees and trucks. A driver was approached one day from a man that claimed he knew the owner and the founder of the company personally. The driver's response was that he knew him too. He said the company does not hire any person without the owner meeting the applicant first. He said, we all know the owner. He then began to expound on how great a man this owner is, how much they enjoyed working for him, how he gave bonuses and all types of inspirational encouragement. Lastly, the driver said that every so often the owner would become one of the workers by riding on the truck and picking up garbage with them. What a working environment motivated by a loving inspiration rather than fear. Boaz was of this type. The reaper's response confirmed their love and appreciation with their prayer when they reply, The Lord bless thee. Boaz's love and inspiration kindles the same in return, which they demonstrated by working hard to please their master, even when he was not there watching. Ephesians 6, verses 5 through 9 tell us, Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ, not with eye service, as men pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him. We certainly see God's character on display through Boaz's life and leadership. There will never be anyone enter through God's gates without God greeting them with love and them responding with love. Boaz said to his foreman, Whose damsel is this? Boaz immediately was drawn to Ruth when he saw her. Relationships usually begin upon first sight, being attracted one to another. Boaz's attraction to Ruth runs far deeper than seeing her natural being. as we will soon see, a major part of God's plan was coming together, typing his Gentile bride. The servant told Boaz whom Ruth was and where she came from, including how humble and mannerly she was. Ruth did not enforce her legal rights to glean in the field, but approached with a request, "Please let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves." She then worked all day and into the evening. It is only by grace we can come to God. Jesus clearly told us, "No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him." John 6:44. Even the disciples were approached by Jesus. He went to them. God stopped the Apostle Paul on his way to Damascus, and later he was called by God's grace. Paul even tells us in Ephesians 1:4 that we were chosen in him before the foundation of the world. Ruth came by grace, being chosen of God, not claiming her legal rights as if Boaz owed her anything. Boaz saw plainly the commitment of Ruth's decision to live with the Israeli people and commit herself to the God of Israel till her death, even though everything was difficult, strange, and possibly dangerous. Boaz saw his same character, the life of God, in Ruth. This was drawing them together as one. We must always remember this is a love story of divine romance, representing our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 54:5, "For thy maker is thine husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. The God of the whole earth shall he be called."